everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Philip. Today, we're going to continue this mini-series of society issues. Now, before I go further, the last episode of this mini-series of society issues, I talk about teachers and staff, which is one of the society issues, which I explained why this is part of the... I explained the issue in our society regarding teachers. I mentioned low pay for good teachers being low pay, underpay, and there are some bad teachers out there. I know that there is a bigger... Not only... I know there is a issue regarding education system in some states or a lot of states, especially the state I live in, which we rank almost last in terms of education, which is a problem, which is an issue. I'm not going to talk about the education in general for this mini series, but maybe in the future, if the Let's Talk Podcast return in the future, again, big if, maybe I'll talk about it. Maybe I will have a guest about joining with me to talk about the issue of the education. So the reason I bring that up, just because I know there are probably people who would listen to my last episode, you know, there's a bigger issue is regarding the education itself, which you're not wrong. There is a issue with our education. I'm not gonna talk about it right now. I'm not gonna talk about it in this episode. But maybe later in the future, which is a big maybe. So we'll see what happens. As for today's episode, while we continue this mini series of society issue, and one of the topic I'm gonna talk about that we have this issue even to this date right now, it's been having this issue in our society for decades, more than one decades, and I talk about racist. We are now in the 21st century, and we still have this problem that we have people. Not everyone is racist, but there are people out there in this world are racist. There are some people out there are racist. Unfortunately, there is. We are in the 21st century, and we still have this issue. This is a problem. This is a problem in our society. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you know, there's this politician. Goes by the name Nikki Haley. If you don't know who that jabroni, just Google it up. She's one of the politicians. She's the one that tried to run for the president for the nomination in the Republican Party, which she resigned and endorsed her master, Donald Trump. That's the one I'm talking about. I hear her say a while back, and you could probably Google it. Maybe there's a video of it that she said that there's no racist here in the United States. Bullshit. She must be living under the rock. She must live under the rock. There is still racist going on here. Not only here in the United States, but all over the world. She lived under a rock, probably literally living under the rock. Where has she been? Is she is she either in denial, live under a rock, or what? It's been going on for quite some time, for a long time. There's people out there. Unfortunately, it's racist. I wish there's no racist. I wish there's no racist in the state or anywhere for that matter. But unfortunately, we do have people who are racist. There are people out there. Based on my experience, let me tell you a story. Story number one. The last 2 years, when I go to Lynn Middle School, I would ride the school bus to take me to school and take me home. For the last 2 years, I went to Lynn's, both 7th and 8th grade. And I might have brought this up before in this podcast. I'm not. I'm bringing it up now. But, and there's two bus driver days, which I will explain to May 31st for that potential final episode. Why we have two bus drivers in our school bus. Anyways, the last 2 years of 7th and 8th grade, those two bus driver days are terrible human beings. They make fun of me, complain about me taking so long to get up to go to their school bus in the early morning. Part of it's not my fault. A lot of times it's not my fault, because there are times they come more earlier than they're supposed to. And there are other times I did on purpose just to piss them off, because I know they were complaining about me. And at times they make fun of me. They call me a monkey because I have too much hair, which is not true. I don't even have beard at the time. And my hair wasn't long, it was short. Oh, and they make fun of my eyes because my eyes are too small. And I'm part Asian, by the way. They make fun of my eyes. I have itty bitty small eyes, too small eyes. They were make fun of my eyes. Is that racist? I think it is. And back then I didn't think of that. That they being racist. Until recently, and when I've thought about the times I've been through, this is one of them. And I'm like, you know what? That is actually racist, if you fucking think about it. Because, you know, I'm part Asian, and they were making fun of my eyes. Make fun of the eyes because, you know, I'm part Asian and I have small eyes. They make fun of... They make two grown women, adult women, to school bus drivers. Very unprofessional and being racist. If that's not racist, what is then? I guess I didn't see them for the rest of mine after the 8th grade, because they're terrible human beings. I wish I could remember their names so I could put their names on blast on this podcast. But I sure don't remember their names. But one of my friend, or I thought he was one of my old good friend, knows their name. But I don't talk. We don't talk. You can check out that podcast on the... I haven't talked nor interacted with him for the last 4 years. And I still don't know why to this date. You can check out that episode. But he was with me. We ride the same school bus. We went to the same school, some same classes too, the last 2 years at Lynn. Is that being racist? Yes, it is. And this is back in 1994 and 1995. Those 2 years, the last 2 years I went to Lynn Middle School. I was only, 12, 13. I was on like a teenager, basically. And I had to put up with that shit. And it being, make fun of my small eyes. No teenager should have put up with that shit at all. For someone like them, who are adults, should know better, but apparently they don't. They're wanting human beings. Here's another story. This one, I'm not going to say who it is. But I know some people on the PW board knew who I'm talking about. There's a reason I won't mention who on this podcast. Because that other episode, I talk about neighbors. You know, good versus bad neighbors, how to deal with, I give tips, you know, how to deal with bad neighbors, how to become a better neighbor. And so I guess I give that out, huh? Oops. But I'm not going to mention the person's name. But I didn't hear it myself. I should say this. Let me rephrase this. And this is a true story. Once upon a time, there this person who moved in to the house. That person is married and have two kids. And then two kids, they're in elementary school. They have a neighbor who live in the house, live in that area longer than them. Brother and a sister with a single mom. At that time, that one day, the girl was playing the neighbor's two kids. They play, got along. Then, probably the next few days, my sister hear the father tell the kids, or hear what the father say. The father say to the kids, or to his wife, I'm pretty sure it's to his wife, say that he doesn't want his kids to play with my sister, with this little girl. See, I answered them giving it out. Well, it's okay. So, and saying, Stay away from that stupid. I'm not gonna stupid insert the person's raised people. If you don't know what I'm saying, I don't want to say that on here. Even though I don't want to say that on here. And you know, and I'm part Asian, so I'll go ahead and say it. That person says, stay away from the stupid Asian people. That's what that person say. She told her mom. Her mom tells the sister brother. And keep in mind, the brother is a teenager. Under 18 at the time. Sister just still a kid going to elementary school. The brother asked their mom, want to talk to the neighbor and say, she said no. That's it. Now I apologize for anyone offended for that comment. I am part Asian. But that's what's been. The brother didn't hear it. The mother didn't hear it, but the little sister hear it. And tell the mother back then that that their the neighbor of the father say that. That's unacceptable. Inexcusable. Is that being racist? Yes. That's a racist comment right there. And it's a shame when a little girl had to hear that. A girl who's probably, I don't remember what age, but I'm pretty sure it's maybe under 10, maybe. Under 10 at the time. The age of 10. Under age of 10. And Nikki Haley, the politician, think races don't exist here. Or there's no races here. Bullshit. Man, I know. This happened back in 1990-something. In the 90s. And the racist... And that's back in the 90s. And we still have races going on. Oh, I got more story about it, by the way. But this is another one that happened recently. But I'm not going to review it until come May 31st on a potential final episode. But let's put it this way. A certain individual say two certain words that are racist comments. And I'm pretty pissed off. Find out come May 31st who I'm talking about and what this person say on the potential final episode of Let's Talk Podcast. If that's not racist, that is racist. And I don't know what it is. If it isn't. This is a problem. In our society right now. This been going on, I know this has been going on for decades and decades and decades. And we're in the 21st century and it's still going on. But hey, according to some dumbass politicians say, we don't have racists here. Bullshit. Bullshit, you fucking idiot. I wish it was the case. Don't get me wrong. But there is racists out there. I'll give you those examples already. We have, not everyone is racist in this world, but there are people out there are racist. There are people may have against other race. I saw a TikTok video recently, something, I can't remember who was it. She's a politician, another politician. And say something really stupid. Something about calling that person terrorism. That politician should be removed. If anything. I think it goes by the name Nancy something. You can look it up on TikTok. And find it. Or find it on Google. Very uncalled for. Very uncalled for. And you're probably asking, what does this have to do with the race? Well, this whole... It kind of does... If you watch that video, there is a video of it, and you know why. To that degree, that's... One, that's messed up in the first fucking place. And two, that's... Still... That's uncalled for. That's I don't know what else I can say. What else could I say? You know, this society needs to be better. We're in the 21st century. There should be no racists. Apparently we do. But apparently we have people who are racist out there in this fucking world. It's not needed here. It's not needed here in the United States. It's not needed in other countries either. Everyone should be treated equally. Everyone should have... And what I mean by that as well, there are some people out there will play double standard. You know, one, you know, don't like this person because of that race or by their skin color. And there's people out there like that, unfortunately. And that's gonna fucking stop. Only their stupid ass parents probably should be teaching them better. I'm blaming the for people who are racist. I'm blaming their fucking parents, not teaching them what's right, what's wrong. A lot of people want to point finger at parents because the way the kids are behaving nowadays. Well, guess what? Adults who being racist. Blame their fucking parents. They're not that much better either. That's the truth. That is 100% truth. And this is the problem right now. This whole racist thing going on in this world. I mean, look at what happened with man, I can't remember right now. Well, I'm going blank. I apologize. It's, you know, in the racist slur. No, it's not cool. You don't say any racist slur to that person, which is not that, which is being racist, really. That's not cool at all. I never say any racist slur in my life. I'm not a racist person at all. There's no racist in my body, in my body, whatever. The people need to stand up against those people who are racist in the right way. And what I mean by that, you need to tell them straight to their face, tell them off. Not do anything stupid or anything that will get in trouble. You need to tell them, you know, straight to their face. If I was a manager of some working place and I see one of my employees being racist, he's fired. He's or her fired. That employee is fired. Right on the spot. However, if my boss tell me not to fire that person, even if that person is racist, then I'll quit my job right on the fucking spot. And there's some work, there's some places in the job site, there are some people, employees are racist. Not right. It's not right at all. So yeah, I'll go ahead and wrap this episode. We're almost gonna wrap this mini series up. Probably one or two more before the potential final episode of Let's Stop Podcast. So you can follow me on Instagram, PDUH02. You can also follow me on Threads, same username, like Instagram, which is PDUH02. Let's Stop Podcast has a Facebook page. Give a like, give a follow. I post episode like this one on the Let's Stop Podcast Facebook page as well. Let's Talk Podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcaster, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and CastBox. So everyone, have a good night, stay safe, and talk to you on the next time at Let's Talk Podcast. We are close to the finish line. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Peace out, everyone. Hey, everyone. What's up? I know this episode is already over, but I'm starting. I wouldn't say this segment is new because I have done this a few times already. One of the segments called Bonus Question. Somehow I ask one bonus question or a few bonus questions, which I'll ask my guests a bonus question, like before closing the end of the episode. And I will ask the bonus question regarding the whatever particular topic we were talking about or trying to. Another segment, which I'm making this in one segment on here since I have no guest schedule. And then another segment, which I just started recently. So I asked some guests which the segment called Word of Advice. And I I give my guests an opportunity to give, for people who listen to the episode, to give whatever advice they want to give, which it could be about anything. It could be about, education, goals, politics, whatever advice they want to give. So that's what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it regarding the topic I was talking about. And the topic I was talking about with one of the big society issue is racist. We have people who are racist in this world, even though we're in the 21st century, which I stated on that episode, 21st century, we still dealing with racist. So let me start with this one bonus question to ask you. Do you have any stories you want to share that maybe anyone's being racist to you? Whether, from maybe job, school, or whatever. Feel free to post a comment on the message board when I post this link, or on Threads, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. When I upload this episode, feel free to reply to answer that bonus question. Did you have any, if you have any story you want to share regarding someone being racist towards you or even your family or your friends that you see racist up front? So feel free. So anyways, the next is the word of advice. And you're wondering, how are we going to deal if the person's being racist to you? And there's a few you can do it. One, you can. And there's a few word of advice I can give you. Some may be bad. Some of them might be bad. And some of them be good. You just got to be very careful which one, to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. You got to be careful which advice you want to take. I can give you, if someone being racist to you, or if that person is racist to you, you confront them. Have a talk with them. Say it straight to their face. Tell them off. Defend yourself or defend your family if someone racist to your family, or you, or all, you and your family. Defend yourself. Or two, you ignore them. Don't interact with them, with that person or persons anymore. Don't want to deal with the racist, which is probably the best idea. Or three, punch them in the fucking face. It might be better not to, because you probably go to jail. So, they'll probably press charges for an insult. So I suggest not to. But that's your word of advice. But anyways, have a good night. Stay safe. And talk to you on the next time on Let's Talk Podcast. Peace.